Well, the days of my riding are over, the days of my tramping are done. I'm about as content as a rover will ever be under the sun. I write after reading your letter, my mind with old memories rife, and I feel in the mood that had better not meet the true eyes of the wife. You must never admit a suggestion that the old things are good to recall. You must never consider the question, was I happier then after all? You must banish the old hope and sorrow that make the sad pleasures of life. You must live for today and tomorrow if you want to be true to the wife. By the way, when you're riding, remember, oh, you never went drinking with me. And forget our last nights of December, lest our several accounts disagree. And for my sake, old man, you had better avoid the old language of strife. For the technical terms of your letter will be misunderstood by the wife. Never hint of the girls appertaining to the past when you're writing again, for they take such a lot of explaining, and you know how I hate to explain. There are some things we know to our sorrow that cut to the heart like a knife. And your past is today and tomorrow if you want to be true to the wife. No doubt you were dreaming as I did and going the careless old pace, but my future grows dull and decided and the world narrows down to this place. Let it be if my reason's resented, you may do worse, old man, in your life. Let me dream that I am contented for the sake of a true little wife. Sure gets lonesome here sometimes, you know. I think I'll go down to the old pub, meet some of the mates. And...